Welcome to the Loyola Greyhound Podcast. I'm Jason Johnson, the Director of Video Production for Loyola Athletics. Join us as our guests will range from coaches, trainers, athletic administrators, and student athletes. Jimmy Hayburn from Loyola's swim team was named Loyola's Male Sophomore Athlete of the Year after winning a Patriot League title in the 50 freestyle with a school record time of 19.99. He contributed to 6 school records overall at the conference meet, including having raced on record-breaking 200 free, 400 free, 200 medley, and 400 medley relays. Jimmy is also a proud member of the Loyola ROTC program, and he excels in the classroom as well, boasting a fantastic 4.0 GPA. So how does Jimmy balance all that? That's a lot right there. Well, that's exactly what I asked Jimmy, so join me in finding out how Loyola complements his faith, family, athletics, academics, and his sense of patriotic duty. Here we go. Presented by the Pinnacle Advisory Group. Hey, Jimmy, thank you so much for joining me. The first thing I wanted to talk about, and we'll get into Loyola Athletics and your academics in just a second, but Veterans Day was just around the corner, and you're a part of the ROTC program. I don't know if many people know that. So tell me a little bit about how you got involved with that and what the ROTC program has meant to you.
Absolutely. So first, just starting with why I joined ROTC. So I always was drawn to basically an area with the military where you're called to serve something that's greater than yourself. So basically, you know, my own individual goals are transcended by the needs of the nation, basically. So I'm surrounded by a bunch of people that, although, you know, they're regular people like me, but they are called to a service that is beyond just our individual lives. So that sense of selfless leadership was something that was a big draw for me. And just the nature of helping each other. It's a very hardworking environment. Everyone's, you know, driven. You got to be, you know, top shape mentally and physically. But at the same time, you're working towards a goal of something that's outside the individual self. So it's just an honor to be a part of both the ROTC program at Loyola and the military as a whole, and to do it especially now around Veterans Day when we honor those men and women who have made the most amazing sacrifices for our country.
That's really good stuff, Jimmy. And it sounds like the ROTC program and what you've learned through the ROTC program, it sounds like there's a really healthy marriage there with Loyola Athletics in the way that they want high competitiveness and high excellence. So can you talk a little bit about that, how the two kind of play off each other?
Absolutely. So it's definitely a lot of time. It takes a lot of time management, and it's a lot of hours spent, but it's an awesome opportunity because although what's actually happening is different, you know, being in a military environment versus an athletic environment with Loyola, the mindsets are very similar. Very competitive. There's going to be a lot of adversity. It's going to be challenging. It's a daily thing. There's not a lot of time off. You're consistently working to improve yourself. So having those environments kind of complement each other is something that I love. So I'm able to go to an NCAA Division I meet. We're able to swim, Naval Academy, Fairfield, Loyola, or Lehigh, any other schools. Then we come into the military setting, and it's a similar concept. You got to have strong leaders. We have an objective or a mission, and you want to accomplish that task. So even though the environments are different, the goals of both organizations, working towards excellence, working towards excelling, at the same time being a strong leader, helping those around you, are complementary environments. So being involved in both is a really awesome opportunity that takes a lot of, definitely a lot of time and commitment, but I'm just fortunate and blessed enough to be around such amazing people at Loyola in both environments. So I think athletics and the military really complement each other. And it's a parallel that is, you know, very relevant. Very relevant today.
Yeah, Jimmy, you're doing ROTC. You're also swimming at a very high level, and you have a 4.0 GPA. You mentioned that you don't have a lot of time, right? There's got to be good time management. Please give me some time management tips. What is that like? How are you able to balance all these things?
I think I would have to start with faith, for sure. That is kind of the anchor for me. So being able to stop at our chapel on campus is something that really grounds everything that I'm able to do. And then I would just credit it to the help of those around me. So like I mentioned, being in an environment like Loyola, basically I desire to excel for the people around me. So I want to win Patriot League Championship. I want to achieve a 4.0. I want to, you know, achieve a high ranking in ROTC to reflect the gifts and amazing gratitude I have for those around me in both instances. It definitely takes a lot of time for sure. I usually stay pretty busy with commitments and meetings, and whether it's physical fitness or whether it's a graded assessment, in any three, whether that's a game, whether that's a ROTC, you know, field tactics, or if that's a test in the classroom. But what's really just an awesome opportunity for me is to be around such incredible people. And so that motivation that motivates me to drive to excel in all three aspects as well as I can. But having faith as that center point and that focal piece, at the same time, I'm a huge family guy. So being able to be involved with family is huge for me. I got three younger brothers and older sister. Annie, last year she was pretty phenomenal. So definitely a difficult following her in the classroom for sure. She, I try and achieve high grades, but she was through the roof. So following that aspect is definitely fun. But just being an opportunity to be an example for my siblings and younger brothers, and show gratitude to my parents for the amazing opportunities they've given me my whole life. So to me, it's a way to give back, to glorify the Lord and all those that have helped me along the way, to try, whether it's, you know, winning a meet or achieving in the classroom or anything with ROTC. Because those people have presented me such amazing opportunities, I just want to give that back the best that I can and just do everything for the glory of God.
So you mentioned family. Let's talk about that a little bit. For you, you had an older sister, Annie, who is here and very successful with Loyola Swim. You have a younger sibling on the way here to Loyola. So what about Loyola and the Hayburn family? What is that relationship? Why Loyola?
Absolutely. So everything that I've been exposed to my whole life has been centered kind of around family dynamic. So even growing up with my siblings, my mom was a swim coach at University of Maryland. So we all swam from a young age. I was also a lacrosse guy, played other sports as well. And Annie found Loyola first. She wanted to stay close to home, wanted to find a Catholic school. She loved Brian and the coaches at Loyola, Brian and George, and just found a great environment. And then when I was looking at schools, I was looking at some of the Ivy Leagues, Navy and Army, kind of all over, and found when I visited Loyola a bunch of times, what I saw in Loyola that really spoke to me was the same family values that I grew up with in my own nuclear family. So that sense of community, that sense of belonging, the people that want to help, the example my parents set, my mom and dad, for all of us, myself and my siblings, was such an incredible draw to the school. So I felt at home immediately, and it presented an awesome opportunity to compete at the highest Division I levels for swimming, phenomenal academics in the, you know, in Selinger with the business school, and then also an ROTC program with this very strong and awesome reputation. So that was kind of the perfect balance. But for me, what was so important was staying close to home. So in the spring, I'm able to go back and coach my younger brother's lacrosse team and still be a part of my siblings' lives, instead of if I was 1,000 miles away, I wouldn't have that access. So if I, you know, can go home on a weekend, go to church and go to family dinner, if I could go home, clean the kitchen for my mom, you know, anything, kind of smaller tasks, basically to stay involved in that family life because it's so important to me. And you see the same values at Loyola expressed in the Jesuit community, and that sense of selfless leadership, that sense of doing more, giving to others. So just kind of found a perfect match between the family values that I was blessed to have in my own life and then seeing that in the Loyola community.
Hey, I think now's the time to actually talk swimming, Jimmy. The swim team has been making some great strides recently. You've been a big part of that. What does it feel like now, though? You guys were finally able to get back into the pool to start training there, of course, following all the guidelines, wearing masks, social distancing. But what does it feel like to finally get to jump back in the pool with the team and the coaches and push forward to what could hopefully be another great Loyola season for the swim team?
Yes, absolutely. So it has been, a very different time for sure. So definitely a time that's not as fun. You know, I think back to last year. During this time, we were going on away trips, you know, traveling to schools, performing really well. And our team last year on the men's side had our strongest finish in team history. So for me, that was something that we've worked really hard to build, that type of team culture and success. So it's a point where we want to continue that. And then COVID has definitely been a difficult setback because we've been out of the pool, we've been away from each other. So at this point, it's so awesome to get back in the pool because now we have an opportunity to continue to build on that success from last year, reinstill that culture, that environment of competitiveness, of, you know, leadership, but also just coming to practice with a positive attitude. You know, it doesn't have to be happy-go-lucky, but come in with the mentality that you want to get better. Because, you know, that is the nature of Division I sports, the NCAA, like, we're there to improve every day. So even though, like, I mean, my friends will tell you, I'm a sprinter, so when we do the longer sets, I'm flailing in the back of the lane for sure. Probably look like I'm kind of drowning. But it's about, you know, just trying to have that larger picture of what we're working for, what we're working towards as a team. So basically just creating that environment of a fun, competitive, challenge loving is a something that we're working towards at Loyola, and the coaches help foster. Brian and George, and George has worked with me a lot with sprinting, and just kind of, he comes in with the mentality every day to be all in, you know, just wants us to be all into the sets, all into the practice, all into the training, all into the races. So if we can create a fun, fast-paced, intense racing environment every day of practice, that's going to translate really well to the meets. So that's what we're trying to recreate and get that going. Being back in the FAC is obviously the very essential tool to that. So we're just trying to foster that, you know, fun and awesome environment, and look to continue our success from last year. And, you know, like I mentioned, improve every day.
And you've taken on a leadership role with this swim team. So what are some goals that you have as a leader? And then what are some goals that you guys have as teams? And what are some goals that you have individually and personally moving forward this year?
So as a leader, I guess with Loyola, I try to do a combination of leading by example and also vocal leadership. So if I, you know, one of the things that's hard to be in a leadership position and have is hypocrisy. So if I'm asking guys to show up every day on time, be ready to go, you know, be competitive, have a positive attitude, but I'm not doing that myself, it's never going to work. So I think one of the most important pieces to leaders on our team is setting that example ourselves. So we're going to be, you know, at practice, ready to work, loving the competition, playing some music, having a good time, but also getting a lot of work done. So if we can foster that environment ourselves, I think that translates really well to a leadership standpoint, because people are going to naturally fall into that culture and into that team environment. So that's just something I strive to, you know, replicate myself and present that basically personality, mantra, leadership, whatever you want to call it, where I'm just coming in and my favorite thing is to race. So even if I'm, like I mentioned before, in the back of the lane for some of the distance sets, we get to the end of practice and we're racing, that's my favorite thing. So we get to, you know, we're talking on the trash, whether we're getting each other, you know, ready to go, listening to some music at the same time. And competition is another big piece with that leadership. And to me, there's two types of competition. There's competition that builds up and competition that brings down. So what I want to try and foster is a competitive environment that builds each other up. Like I mentioned a few examples, we had freshman Max last year who came in as a strong swimmer, left as rookie of the year. Like, he has tremendous leaps throughout the season. And he came in and, you know, presented a strong, it bought into that culture, presented a great example of practice as a great hard worker. I got a roommate, my friend Reed, who is the same thing. And if we can get some guys to buy into that mentality, it really moves from the top down and everyone gets involved and starts loving it. And all of a sudden, like you saw, our team goes from sixth or seventh in the league to now third, and then looking to continue that trend.
All right, Jimmy, what does Loyola mean to you? Why choose Loyola, and why such passion for swim here?
Yes, first of all, it's fun. I mean, I love it. I know a lot of those guys, creates a great environment. But what it came down to for me was, I mentioned previously, was the family decision. So with Navy Army, you don't have that liberty to go home, you know, on a Thursday evening or on a weekend to go coach your brother's lacrosse team, especially not as a freshman sophomore. So that was something that was really big to me, was basically being around my family. So I was able to, I just want to be a part of their athletic careers. They're all swimmers at the same time. Their academic careers, their faith lives, their leadership, their service, all of that I want to be able to be a part of. So I found that Loyola was the best place that allowed me to do all of those things. And that's continued to. And that's my favorite thing. And well, it's just like, my favorite thing about it is the people. So, I mean, you talk to the priests, you talk to landscapers, cafeteria workers, teachers, students, administrative workers, you. Like, everyone's just so eager to help, and also is very driven by love of the school. So that was an environment that I really fell into nicely. And at the same time, I was able to maintain a presence within my own family. So it was kind of that perfect balance of, you know, being in my own college and institution, but still being able to be a part of my siblings and parents' lives at the same time.
That's awesome, Jimmy. Loyola Swim has been doing some great things recently, as a team, as individuals, as a program, just as a whole. The tide is really rising, and it's certainly exciting to see you and all the other athletes that are involved just really start to take off. We're excited for what the future has for you and Loyola Swim. Thank you so much for your time, Jimmy.
Thank you so much.
This podcast was brought to you by the Pinnacle Advisory Group, which offers clients active investment management and in-depth financial planning to help them achieve the financial peace of mind that they have earned. Pinnacle Advisory Group is located in Maryland, where it has operated for more than 25 years. Call 410-995-6630 to speak with a certified wealth manager today.